Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, April 17th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 830 years ago, today in 1194, Richard I, also known as Richard the Lionheart, was crowned King of England for the second time after earlier surrendering his kingdom to the Holy Roman Emperor Henry V. Richard I led a crusade to the Holy Land from 1189 to 1199, achieving notable victories culminating in the Treaty of Jaffa in 1192. Then his return was thwarted by his capture in Austria, leading to his detention by the emperor. Richard's eventual release in 1194 followed a hefty ransom. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect southwest swell to continue building through the day on Wednesday, with average southerly exposures in North County, San Diego building from waist to chest, and shoulder high in the morning to possibly head high range over the afternoon. Mostly clean conditions are expected early mornings with light and variable wind. South-southwest swell peaks by Thursday morning with widespread chest to shoulder high waves. Decent summer breaks in South County San Diego will be head high with select focal points pushing 1 to 2 feet overhead. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking good and clean at 4 to 6 feet until 10. Then fair until 11. After that, the chop rolls in. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3.5 foot high tide when the northwest swell is 3 feet at 17 seconds and the onshore wind is just about zero. The first high tide Wednesday will be 4 feet at 5:30 a.m. with a 0 foot low tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's partly cloudy and feels like 53 degrees with 1 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:20. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:14. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny and a high near 64 with wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, patchy fog after 11, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 64 degrees after morning fog clears. Friday and Saturday will be mostly cloudy with highs in the low 60s. Saturday will gradually become sunny, while Sunday starts with patchy fog, then turns mostly sunny with a high near 65. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California's beverage container recycling program now includes more items like wine, spirits, and juice containers, as well as pouches, boxes, and cartons. To identify which containers are eligible for cash back, look for a California redemption value charge on your receipt or a CRV label on the container. Despite this, new additions won't require a CRV label until July of 2025. Recycling centers will only accept items with this CRV notation, and advice against removing labels to ensure proper redemption. Now on to sports. In a dramatic NBA play-in game, the Los Angeles Lakers managed to fend off a late rally by the New Orleans Pelicans, securing a 110-106 victory. Despite a strong performance from Zion Williamson, who scored a season-high 40 points, his night ended early due to a non-contact injury, and he did not return for the final, crucial moments of the game. This win propels the Lakers into the Western Conference playoffs as the number 7 seed, where they will face the reigning champions, the Denver Nuggets. The Pelicans, meanwhile, face an elimination game and the uncertainty of Williamson's health for their next matchup. Last night in local sports, the Padres on the road beat the Brewers 6-3. Tonight, the Padres take on the Brewers for Game 3. In top news, at 91, Edward Thorpe, a legendary gambler and hedge fund manager, shares his insights on managing longevity akin to his strategies in gambling and finance. Thorpe emphasizes a balanced approach involving defense to minimize risks like cardiovascular disease through diet and regular health checkups, and offense, which includes maintaining physical activity and dietary habits that promote long-term health. He highlights the importance of strength training and aerobic exercises that contribute to his ability to do chin-ups and push-ups at his age. Thorpe also integrates scientific findings into his regimen, carefully managing his diet and incorporating supplements like calcium and vitamin D to enhance his bone density, showcasing a methodical approach to aging with vigor. In business news, Andreessen Horowitz has successfully raised over $7 billion across 5 funds, signaling a robust resurgence in interest for tech startup investments despite broader market challenges. The largest portion of this new funding, $3.75 billion, is allocated to the firm's growth fund, focusing on late-stage investments that are nearing public offering stages or require significant capital. Additionally, substantial investments are designated for sectors like artificial intelligence, apps, gaming, and sectors supporting national interests, such as aerospace and education. This fundraising achievement comes at a time when venture capital activity has notably declined, with a dramatic drop in deal volume and IPO exits since 2021. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $64,000. Ethereum is at $3,000. And Solana is $137. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The iPhone 16 Pro lineup is set to introduce significant camera enhancements, promising a richer photography experience. Notable upgrades include a 48-megapixel ultra-wide camera that improves low-light performance and detail, and expanded optical zoom capabilities in both Pro models, extending to at least 5x optical and 25x digital zoom. Additionally, a new anti-reflective coating aims to reduce lens flare, enhancing image clarity in bright conditions. Lastly, an advanced Sony sensor in the main camera will capture twice as much light, significantly boosting low-light performance. These features highlight Apple's commitment to advancing smartphone photography. And in entertainment news, Civil War, an indie film by Alex Garland, opened impressively, amassing nearly $26 million and uniting audiences across the political spectrum in an unexpected twist. Garnering equal attention from conservatives and liberals, the film challenges the division often seen in cinematic preferences, demonstrating broad appeal in both red and blue states. Interestingly, 50% of viewers identified as conservative and 50% as liberal, showcasing its widespread resonance. This outcome highlights the film's nuanced approach, avoiding political biases and sparking conversation among diverse groups. Not to mention, it's an A24 studio production, and they make some darn good movies. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from King Richard I. And the king known as Lionheart said, "Even the bravest of us loath war, and those who long for it are the most dangerous." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings.